if you or your students want to be able to produce a story or a presentation or the outcomes from some research that you've undertaken, or to deliver information to one another, then mashing together video, imagery and text is pretty well catered for. There's lots of applications which do that. But there is a new one on the block, and that's called Bulb. It's in beta at the moment, but we'll see how that goes and see if it makes it into full production. It's definitely worth having a look at because it's a very slick and clean interface. If you visit the Bulb page using the link in the blog post, then you'll see that there are lots of examples which people have already created. If you hop into one of those and have a look through it, then you'll find that the navigation is quite interesting. It's not dissimilar to the Windows 8 tile interface, so you've got little blocks which represent thumbnails of the pages which you can visit. You can work through them in sequence, or you can jump about within them. And that sort of appeals to different people who sort of like to browse information in different ways. To create your own, you just create yourself an account first of all, and that's fairly straightforward, the usual kind of information. Having done that, you can then create your first Bulb. Now, they've made the process of getting your information in there very straightforward. It's in essence a series of pages, so you just first of all click on create a page. When you've done that, you're only offered three buttons. You can add a video, add image, or add text. You give that particular page a title, and you're up and running. Adding text is easy. It's just you just offer the text box with some basic formatting features. Adding a video is easy too. You can upload videos, but of course, you need to think about file size and that kind of thing. But you can bring in YouTube videos. So all you need is to pop along to YouTube first, find the video you want to use, copy the URL and then paste it in, and Bulb will bring that in for you. You can give it a sort of heading, the video, and then you can start to build up extra information on the page and add some text, some explanatory text perhaps. If you want to add images, strangely you can't bring them in from elsewhere on the web. You do have to upload them, so you need to be a little bit careful about making sure that you use images that are allowed to be used elsewhere around. Look at the Creative Commons licensing and make sure you're okay there. Once you've started to put the information on the page, it's very easy to reorder it. It's just a click and drag. And then having created that page, you can move on to the next one. Publishing it is a simple one-click option. You just choose to make it available and visible to the rest of the world. And it's as easy as that. You can start to build up what is in essence, I suppose, it's not dissimilar to electronic book, but far more interactive and far more visually appealing.